giving of your son to us.
因为这救恩是您把您的圣子赐给我们。
No, Father, we thank you that he is now at your right hand, having accomplished redemption.
主啊，现在他就坐在您的右边，啊，因为有一个已经完成的救赎。
The ever living one.
那从永远到永远活着的那一位。
And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that teaches us and guides us.
谢谢您的圣灵教导我们，也引导我们。
The Holy Spirit who reveals your Son to us.
您的圣灵把您的圣子启示给我们。
So, Father, today as we look into your word and we come together, Lord, we pray your Holy Spirit might guide us.
主啊，今天我们来到一起读您的话语，盼望您的圣灵能引导我们。
And teach us.
也教导我们。
And lead us to Jesus.
把我们引到耶稣基督那去。
So, Lord, we ask your blessing upon each one, Lord.
主啊，我们求您的祝福临到每一位。
Lord, we pray for Cindy's mother-in-law, who's very ill.
我们特别的为 Cindy 的婆婆献上祈求，她现在特别的需要啊，有很大的疾病。
She's very aged, Lord.
她在很老的年纪里。
But Lord, she's resisting your spirit. We pray, Lord, that you would display your goodness to her, to soften her heart, Lord, so the message of through Cindy's lips might reach her.
主啊，现在她有一些抵挡福音，是吧？求您赐给她柔软的心，让她能够接受借着 Cindy 姊妹传讲给她的福音。
Lord, we thank you that our prayers are not limited in distance. We can reach right into the heart of into China.
主啊，我们盼望我们的这样的祷告能够直接，虽然有距离，也能够进到她的心里去。
So Lord, we pray that she might not resist, but receive that grace.
我们盼望她不是拒绝，而是接受这从您来的恩典。
So Father, we pray for Cindy as well, Lord. Give her the words.
也我们也为 Cindy 献上祈求，赐给她对的话语。
And thank you, Lord, for your grace to us today. We ask this in Jesus' name.
谢谢您显明给我们今天的恩典，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Father, we would also pray for our brother Joe as he would open the Word, Lord, that you'd be what he needs.
对，主啊，我们也为Joe弟兄献上祈求，求您赐给他需要的话语。
And we thank you now in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Some short announcement. I'll tell everybody on the back. There's some brochure you can pick. I'll do that in Chinese. 就在背后啊，我们有一些的单张啊，这是一个很好的单张，有需要的每个人都可以拿一个。那正面呢是约翰福音的3:16。那反面呢，就是一个特别好的福音信息，包括末世的信息啊，大家可以每人有需要的，有的就不用拿了，没有的话可以去拿一张。还有一个小本的约翰福音，和一个小本的这个福音的小册子啊，如果没有的都可以在后面拿。还有就是这一周五晚上7:00，我们有一个竖琴的聚会啊，讲员呢也是 Joe Rice 弟兄，然后竖琴是 Joanna 姊妹弹。那7:00晚上7:00啊，就是明天晚上7:00，大家都欢迎来。然后后面有一个通知，这个聚会的通知可以在后面拿一下，好吗
？OK.
We're happy to have our brother Joe Rice with us and Anne, his wife. So happy to have them. They were unable to be with us last spring, but they're hopefully.They'll be coming this year sometime in January and staying for some weeks, months, we hope.
Years. You never know.
所以我们今天很高兴啊，我们欢迎Joe 和 Anne 弟兄姊妹跟我们在一起。那他们这次是很短的跟我们在一起，大概下周三就回去了，但他们很快会再来，明年的1月份。他们会再来，那时候会待的时间比较长，那至少是以星期算的，也许会几个月。
Okay. Anyway, we've been studying how to study the Bible, and I asked Joe if I told him what we've been doing, and he's going to explain what he's going to do, but continue more or less from what we've been looking at over the last little while. So the Lord bless you, Joe.
Yeah, 所以我们原来是在讲 如何读圣经的角度啊，那Joe今天会从他的角度来给我们一些亮光。
This name in English is called Lester.
那这个名字呢，在英语里叫 Lester.
Yeah. He is my first cousin.
那他是他的表哥表弟应该是。
His mother and my mother were sisters.
因为他的母亲和我们的母亲是亲姐妹。
He is very sick.
那他非常病得非常厉害。
He is in the hospital.And he has to have dialysis, which, you know what that is, the kidneys have to be, they're not working, and so artificially they have to work the kidneys, very sick.
对，他病得很厉害，就是可能肾要透析啊，我猜可能是这个意思，就所以他一直就比较一直在医院比较病得重。
Six or eight years ago, salvation.Five years ago, he became a Christian.
五年前他得救成为基督徒的。
He is probably 66 years old now.
现在差不多66岁。
The reason I tell you this is because I know that you pray.
我告诉你们的原因是我知道你们都会祷告。
He does not have any family. He never married. His mom and dad are deceased. His brother is gone. He is all alone.
他自己一个人啊，因为他的父母、他的兄弟都已经过世了，就他一个人。
So I just got the phone call this morning that he is very, very sick in the hospital in Illinois, state of Illinois.
他在伊利诺州，美国的，所以他今天早晨才知道他在医院病得挺厉害。
So if you would write this name down, Lester, and pray that the Lord would have mercy.And some of us in the family are going to try to visit him and help him. He's all alone.
所以他讲的意思就是求大家为他代祷，我可以把名字写下来。
But he, if you're here this morning and you are a follower of Jesus Christ, he is your brother.
如果你今天来是一个得救重生的基督徒呢，那这个人就是你的弟兄。
Now, When I first became a Christian, I knew nothing about the Bible.
那我刚成得救的时候，我对圣经一点都不了解。
If you were to ask me to name three books of the Bible, I might have said Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
如果你让我说三个圣经的三卷书的名字啊，他可能就会说沙德拉、米撒。亚伯尼哥，这三个人是但以理的三个朋友啊。
I don't know what I would have said, and so some people really helped me to understand, began to understand what God's word is and how to read it and to apply it to my life.
然后那时候呢，有一些弟兄就开始帮助他。来怎么明白圣经啊，然后怎么应用这些话语到他的生命里。
So Brother Eric has told me that you've been looking at sort of the overview of the Bible.
所以呢 ，Eric 弟兄告诉他呢，我们正在学习怎么样从一个比较大的宏观的角度来看看圣经。
It contains what we call 66 books or letters.
我们有的时候管它叫66卷书或66封信。
39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament.
39个旧约，27个新约。
The book was written by men moved by the Holy Spirit, about 40 of men.
差不多40个作者是被圣灵感动来写的。
Yeah. With one theme.
但是一个主题。
And it took about 1600 years, 1600 years to write it, but one theme.
前后跨越了1600年，但只写了一个主题。
And I told some of the people last night that really this is our hymn book.
我昨天晚上我告诉一个人，我说这本书啊，就是我们的诗歌本啊。
I don't know if you know this is your hymn book or not, but this is your hymn book.
我不知道大家是不是知道，但其实这就是你的诗歌本。
Because it's all about Him, the Lord Jesus.
或者他是另外一个词，就是 him， 就是他是他的书啊。
He is the theme of the book.
因为他就是这本书的主题，是他的书。
And from the beginning to the end, we learn about the Lord Jesus.
所以从最初到最后呢，我们都在学习关于耶稣基督。
Very early in the first book, which is the book of Genesis, we are told that He is coming.
所以在最初。 创世纪的时候呢，我们被告知他要来。
And the New Testament tells us he is here.
然后新约告诉我们他已经来了。And the
New Testament and the Revelation says he's gone back to heaven, but he's coming again.
然后新约和启示录告诉我们呢，他已经去了天堂，但他还会再回来。So
that's the overall picture, very broad, very general, but similar. I know that you've been talking about these things.
非常大的宏观的背景呢，我相信大家已经都讨论过了。Whenever
you start reading the Bible, there are several things that you need to have in your mind.
那你无论什么时候开始读圣经啊，有几件事你要在你的脑子里记得。Things
like who. Who is the writer writing to? Who's he writing about, or who is he writing to in his letter or book?
那这是第一呢，就是这个作者他写的对象是谁，他写给谁的？
What time in history do these people live historically? Where are they in history?
在历史上呢，这些人生活在什么地方？
Who is the writer himself?
作者他是谁？
What is the geography, the setting in which he is writing?
那地理上的这个安排啊，就是他当时写的那个地理的结构位置是什么？So,
also the Bible is basically written in. Basically, in two languages.
所以圣经呢是两个语种写成的。The
Old Testament basically in Hebrew.
旧约是希伯来文。And
the New Testament basically in Greek.
新约就是希腊文。So
when we read our Bible, we must understand that our translations have come from Hebrew or Greek into our language.
所以在读经的时候，我们要记得这个事实，就是我们读的这个版本是从希伯来文或者希腊文翻译成我们自己读懂的语种。So
sometimes we forget that a language 2,000 or 4,000 years ago does not mean exactly the same thing. The words do not mean exactly the same thing as we think they mean today in our language.
有的时候我们可能会忘记这样的一个事实，就是2000年或4000年前的这个语言所在讲的这个意思呢，这个词可能不是我们今天去理解的，我们常用的这个词的意思发生变化。So
when we are reading the Bible and studying the Bible, we must take that into consideration.
所以我们在读的时候呢，我们要记得这个点啊。
So we have to bridge the gap. We have to move, let's say, from the Hebrew language thousands of years ago into our language today.
所以我们要把这个当中的桥呢给建起来，就是把那几千年前的希伯来文能够连接到我们今天能用的语言上。Same
way with the New Testament written in Greek. Got to move from the Greek to the English or to Chinese or whatever language we're using.
希腊文也是一样，我们要把它变成今天的英语或者中文能读明白的内容。So,
I can appreciate that you're in a more difficult situation to understand than I am.
所以我能看见呢。 大家可能在一个比我更难的情况里来明白这本书。
For instance, maybe I can go from the Greek to English.
我可能能从希腊文变到英语。
Now you have to go from the Greek to English and then to Mandarin or whatever.
所以你可能要，我们呢，可能先要读从希腊文变成英语呢，然后我们读到的很多其他的材料都是用英文的，我们还从英文变成中文，这又多了一道了。
So to read and study the Bible takes a lot of effort, a lot of time.
所以读明白圣经啊，其实要花很多时间的。
And this morning, what we're going to do is take one small portion of Scripture and we're going to apply some methods of how to understand that portion of Scripture.
所以今天我们会做这么样一个练习，今天上午，就我们挑圣经中的一段，然后我们把这些原则用在这一段里，来用这一段做范本，来看看我们该怎么读圣经。
Remembering simple things like this, who wrote it and who did he write it to?
记住几个简单的点啊，谁写的，他写给谁？
Where were the people or where was the writer when he wrote it?
写的人或者作者，当时的这个所生活时代的人是在哪里？
What is the culture, the historical setting that we see in the passage.
那他的文化和历史的背景在这个写作里面是什么？
Okay. Things like what places are mentioned and what people are mentioned in the passage.
然后地名和人名在这里面提到的。
Okay. That's enough for now. I have an outline for you, but turn in your Bibles to John's Gospel, chapter 7.
我们可以把约翰圣经翻到约翰福音的七章。 我们有一个单张啊，大家互相传一下，就是印的今天的材料的单张。一人一张啊，往下传。Should be enough.
Two extra ones here. Everybody get one?
Yeah, there's one around.
Two more.
后面都有了吗? 这边还有, 还在往下传, 往后传。
Only two more. I think they have another more. We got lots of them? I think there should be enough. There should be enough.
都有了吗?
No? Ran out?
Oh, I know.
Oh, they got more.
Yes,
enough.
Wow,
good. One, only one. Okay, everybody got one.
每个人都有了哈。
Yeah, good. Okay, all right, very good. Okay. Now, let's go from the broad view to the narrow view here, just for a moment.
我们从最宏观的，然后再走到最细节了。
Okay, the passage that we're reading is in the Gospel of John, the book of John.
我们读的这一段呢，是从约翰福音里出来的。
Okay. The Gospel of John is one of the four Gospels in the New Testament.
那约翰福音呢，是新约的四个福音书之一。
If you know what the other three Gospels are, raise your hand and I'll call on you.
如果你知道另外三个福音书，举手，我就叫你。
Right here, Vic.
Vic. 你说。
The other three. Luke is one. Matthew is another one. Mark is another one. Very good. Very good. Matthew, thank you. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Now, yeah.
So what I want you to try to visualize in your mind is that each one of these gospel writers show us the Lord Jesus Christ. Each one shows the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我要让大家明白一点呢，就是每一个福音书的作者都 在把耶稣基督显给我们看。
Okay. So watch, I'll try to illustrate. One writer, here's the Lord Jesus. One writer says, I will look at him from this direction.
那你们看这个手势啊，就是一个作者说呢，我会从这个角度来看耶稣。
And another writer says, I will look at him from this direction.
另外一个呢，我从上往下来看耶稣基督。
And then another says, this direction and this direction.
另外的人说呢，我从这个角度和下面这个角度来看耶稣。
So the gospel writers all look at the Lord Jesus and sometimes from a different perspective.
所以福音的作者呢，都在看耶稣基督，只是有的时候是从不同的角度。
We could maybe put it like this. When you read the four Gospels, you get a stereo view of Christ.
所以我们可以这么说，当你看四福音的时候呢，你就有一个立体的视角来看耶稣了。
Probably at home, you may have a sound system. It's called surround sound.
你在家里有的人音响比较好的叫环绕音响。
Sound comes from all over the room.
就是你往那一坐呢，这个房间里四面八方都有声音过来。
So the gospel writers are the speakers, and we get a surround sound of the Lord Jesus.
所以福音的作者就给了我们这样的一个四面八方来的声音。
Very basically, when Matthew writes, he writes about the Lord Jesus as the coming king. He's going to be Israel's king.
所以当马太来写的时候呢，他把耶稣就写成一个形象，就是要来的王，以色列的王。
When Mark, who has the shortest gospel, writes, he emphasizes that this king is a servant.
那马可呢是最短的一卷福音书，那它里面讲的耶稣的形象就是仆人。
Then when Luke writes, oh, does anybody know what Luke, what Luke's vocation was? What did Luke do? Who was Luke?
谁知道陆家吗？谁知道陆家是干啥的？
Doctor, physician,
医生,
yes,
对的,
right. And so when Dr. Luke writes, he presents the Lord Jesus in his manhood, his humanity.
所以当陆家医生来写的时候呢，他就把耶稣的形象呢，就人的，他的人性的一面就全写出来。
And then John the Beloved, when he writes his gospel, he says definitely he is a king, definitely he is a servant, definitely he is a man, his humanity, but he is God.
所以当约翰来写第四个福音书的时候呢，他说当然他是个王，是个仆人，他是人，完全的人，但他更是一个完全的神。所以约翰福音的形象，耶稣就是一个神。
So he emphasizes the deity of the Lord Jesus.
所以约翰福音把神的耶稣的神性讲得特别清楚。
Okay, so now we are in the Gospel of John today in our text.
所以今天我们在看的就是第四个约翰福音书。
Oh well, let's read. Let's read it first.
我们来读一下，你先读。
Okay. Should we read back and forth?
No, maybe I read.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Which verse?
One through nine.
One through nine. 我用中文帮大家读一节到九节啊，七章。这事以后，耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说：“你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。” 人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看，因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。耶稣就对他们说：“我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便的。世人不能恨你们，却是恨我。” 因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这节，因为我的时候还没有满。耶稣说了这话，仍旧住在加利利。
Some years ago in my home assembly, we were doing a series called The Footsteps of Jesus.
有一些年前在我的家里的那个聚会地方呢，我们做了一个练习，就是在耶稣时代的他的脚印踪迹啊，我们想要把它都找出来。
And the way we approached that is we took all four Gospels and we made one journey for Christ as he walked on earth from the four Gospels.
所以我们把四个福音书都拿放在一起，然后呢，就以一个旅程的角度，就是耶稣基督在地上他的曾经走过的路是怎么样的。
So we took all Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we started putting things in order. In the back of your Bible, you may even have something called the harmony of the Gospels.
Yeah. 所以我们就把四个福音书都放在一起。有的圣经的背后呢，会这么写的，就把四个福音书的内容都聚起来，这样你就能找出耶稣他当时走过的这个足迹是怎么样。
对。So there were five of us who did the Bible teaching in my home assembly.
在我的教会里啊，就是他来的那个教会里，有五个人是讲道的。
And so each one of us would take a portion of the footsteps of Jesus. Took us 3 years to do it.
然后他们五个人分了工，就讲这个耶稣基督的脚踪啊，就讲了三年。
对。So because I travel a lot, whenever I was home, they would designate me a portion of scripture.
对，因为他经常是旅行布道的，所以他会离开他的自己的教会。当他回去的时候，他就会被分配讲那么一段。
So on one occasion, they designated me to preach on the first 9 verses of John 7.
那有这么一次呢，他们就指定Joe 弟兄来讲这么。
So what I'm sharing with you this morning is the way that I prepared or approached this subject.
那我跟你们分享的就是我准备这个讲道中的一个角度。
So I hope you have pen because the outline is not sufficient itself. You're going to have to make other notes.
所以大家可以用笔啊，因为这张单张不够啊，是太简洁了，你可能会有些内容需要记。
Okay. For instance, I want you to put another heading before says places mentioned. Before that, I want you to put this word, the setting. The setting.
那
Where are we? The setting.
第一段呢是在写。他地方啊，提到的地方上面呢，应该是有一个叫它的结构，它的对
okay.
布置的结构。
Okay. Now, I have to do this fairly quick because it's not part of our study. But under the setting, I'm going to give you a few verses. We're not going to turn there, but I want you to write them down.
那在这个布置布景背景下呢，有几个词大家可以写一写。
In chapter 2, in the book of John, in chapter 2, the Lord Jesus is in Cana.
在二章
of Galilee.
约翰福音的二章呢，耶稣在哪呢？在加利利的迦拿。
Okay, please don't turn there.
不需要翻过去。
Just write this down.
你就把它写下来就好了，因为今天时间。
In chapter 3.And verse 22, he's in Judea. Just write the words down. I'm going to explain it later.
对，然后你只写词啊，就约翰福音的三章二十二节呢，他在犹大地啊。
Yeah. In chapter 4 and verses 3 and 4, he is in Samaria.
那约翰福音的四章的三到四节呢，他在撒玛利亚。
And then he goes back to Galilee.
然后他又回到加利利。
In chapter 5.He is back in Judea.
那约翰福音五章，他又回到了犹大地。
And chapter 6, he is back in Galilee.
第六章，他又回到了加利利。
And then, our chapter 7, he's probably been in Galilee about 6 months.
那在第七章开始的时候，他可能在加利利就已经又待了半年六个月。
Now, in order to get this, either turn in the back of your Bible and look at a map. Okay, if you have one, if not, I'm going to try to draw you one up here.
大家手上的圣经版本背后有地图呢，可以翻过去看一下。如果没有呢，我们就看黑板上这张图啊。
See if you can find the map. Going to fill in a lot of detail here, just what's necessary.
对，我不会写很多的细节啊，只把需要的写下来。就这些地名都是我们刚才提到的。Cana 就是迦拿啊，然后 Nazareth 就是拿撒勒，打了一个框的，这个是加利利 Galilee， 中间那个就是撒玛利亚，就是四约翰福音四章撒玛利亚妇人，底下是耶路撒冷。在底下呢就是 Judea 就是犹大地啊，这个一个点就是 Bethlehem 就是伯利恒。
Okay. Maybe that's enough for right now. This is the Jordan River coming into the Sea of Galilee.
上面一个是加利利湖
the
下面就是死海，连起来的就是约旦河。
This is
最左边就是地中海
sea,
最左边大块就是地中海。
This is the coastline here. I hope you can make that out. Now, what I want you to get in your head in the beginning is that Jesus is very mobile. He is traveling. Okay?
所以首先你会看见一个概念，耶稣一直在移动，他一直在旅行。
Now, just put things in perspective. From We read in chapter 2, he's in Cana of Galilee.
二章我们看见他在迦拿，对不对？迦拿就在这里。
Okay. Galilee is like a province, or it's a landmass.
加利利呢，它不是一个城市的名字，它是一个省的名字，所以一大块地方都叫加利利。
Samaria, the same thing. Judea, the same thing.
所以呢，撒玛利亚和犹大。犹大地都是一个省一个大地区的名字。
So, you could, for instance, say, Vancouver is in British Columbia, so you could say Jerusalem is in Judea.
所以我们今天可以说呢，温哥华是在 BC 省。同样的道理呢，耶路撒冷是在犹大地，就是这个意思了。
Cana is in Galilee, this whole area.
那同样的应用呢，迦拿是在加利利，也是这个意思。
You might remember the story of the woman at the well in Samaria.
你们可能记得那在撒玛利亚井边的那个妇人。
Okay. So the Lord Jesus is in Judea, and he says, "I've got to go through Samaria."
所以耶稣他原来去的时候，他在犹大地，他说我要去回去加利利呢，要路过撒玛利亚。
Because he was going up north. To Galilee, and the only way to get there, he's got to go through Samaria.
所以他为了要去到北部的加利利呢，他就要穿过撒玛利亚。
But there was another reason.
当然还有一个原因，他。
He had an appointment with a woman at a well.
In Samaria.
And when he was 12 years old, he said, I must be about my father's business. And now as an adult, he said, I must go to Samaria because that's part of my father's business.
Yeah, 所以在12岁他说, 我必须要以我父的事为念。 那当他成年了,他在那次的服事里,他就以父的事为念, 就要去见了撒玛利亚妇人。
So just to sort of put this into perspective again, I'll try to point it out to you. In chapter 2, he's up here in Cana. In chapter 3, he's in Judea. Yeah, that's about 90 miles from Nazareth to Jerusalem.
所以从迦拿在2章到第3章他就到犹大地了。这里有多远呢? 差不多有90英里。
150 kilometers.
Oh, 150 kilometers.
对,那就因为是英里啊,我们换算成公里呢,
差不多就150。We
can do quick interval.
Oh, good, very good, very good.
150公里啊。
In chapter 4 and 5, he is moving from this area to this area, from this area to this area, back and forth, back and forth.
然后第四章他又到上面去了,第五章又下来了,第六章又回去了,上上下下来来回回。
See, already we haven't even begun to study the Bible, but we're getting it in our head. Where is he and where is he going?
所以我们还甚至没有开始学这个圣经呢,我们脑子里这张地图已经出来了,他在哪,他怎么在移动?
Now, in our study this morning, we find that he is in Galilee. It's one of the first things, one of the first places that is mentioned. That he is in Galilee. Okay? With me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me just look, have a look on yours here. So, under places that are mentioned, we've got Galilee, that's okay, Judea, Jerusalem, and the world. We've mentioned four places here. Now, Galilee, remember, is this whole area. This is Galilee. This area in between Galilee and Judea is called Samaria and then Judea.
对,所以我们提到的地名呢,前面三个都已经提到了,加利利,犹大地,所以耶路撒冷啊。
So, in our text, let's just read verse 1 again. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he did not want to walk in Judea because the Jews sought to kill him.
所以七章一节,这事以后,耶稣在加利利游行,不愿在犹太游行,因为犹太人想要杀他。
Okay, he's in Galilee. He does not want to go to Judea. Why? Dangerous. It is dangerous.
所以他在加利利是在上面，他不愿意下到犹大地。为什么呢？因为下面很危险，要杀他。
Even though it's approximately 160 kilometers.
146.
Depends on whether you take a camel or a donkey. Right.
146公里, 准确距离。
The point being, he is way up here. And they're way down here, but he tells us if he goes down here, they seek to kill him.
所以他告诉我们呢,他当时如果下来,
this is very important that you remember that part of the story.
你要记得这个故事的,这就是因为下面的犹太人要杀他。
Galilee we know, Judea we know, Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem. And I have a question mark by Jerusalem. Because in your text, the word Jerusalem does not appear, right? But we know that Jerusalem is part of understanding this passage because the feasts were in Jerusalem.
但是我们知道耶路撒冷是很好的帮助我们理解这一段。为什么呢?因为过节是在耶路撒冷过的。And
look in verse 2. The Jews' feast of tabernacles or booths was at hand.
因为二节就讲到了,因为犹太人的祝棚节近了。
So I added the word Jerusalem because they always celebrate the feast of Israel in the city of Jerusalem. So we add it to our list, places that are mentioned.
所以我们为什么把耶路撒冷放在这个地名上呢？ 因为所有的犹太人的节期都是在耶路撒冷庆祝的。
Okay, and then we've added another place. You say, well, what is that? It's called the world.
那第四个呢，我们又讲到一个地名叫世界。
The world.
世界。
You'll notice that in verse 4.
第四节。
It says, no one does anything in secret. He himself seeks to be known. Last part. If you do these things, show yourself to the world.
对，四节的后半段，如果你行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人。
It's also mentioned in verse 7. The world cannot hate you.
第七节也是，世人不能恨你们，就是世界。
Okay. Now, let's pause here for a moment.
好，我们先在这停一下。
The world is physical, right?
那世界是客观的嘛，是物理的。
Okay. The world, it was created by God. A sphere, a ball, a planet. Okay, the world. Okay.
世界是神造的，一个球啊，一个星球。
It's got all of the continents and the sea and the dry land and everything, but let's think about the world in another way.
有江河湖海啊，那这些都是客观的。然后我们从另外一个角度来想这个地球。
Okay. Not only is there a spiritual, a physical understanding of the world, but there's also a spiritual understanding of the world.
所以不但有一个物理的世界的概念，也会有一个属灵世界的概念。
You see, the world, the globe, whether you're in China or North America, has a philosophy.
所以你看，无论是中国的还是世界的这个新地球呢，它都有个哲学的概念。
There's a way in which the world operates, lives, thinks, does things.
就是这个世界的人他是怎么样思考的，怎么运作的，怎么运行的？那这是一个另外的角度。
Write this verse down. We're not going to turn there. Second Corinthians 4:4.
哥林多后书我们现在不用翻，你把它写下来。哥林多后书的4:4.
It talks about the God of this world.
这里讲到了这个世界的王。
Okay, just hang on, write this down. 1 John 2:15.
然后你只写下来啊，就约翰一书的2:15.
We have the command, stop loving the world.
然后我们有从神来的命令，不要爱这个世界。
So let's see if we can define what the world is and who is the God of this world.
那我们可以怎么样来定义世界，在这里的世界是什么？这个世界的王又是什么？
Let me suggest, and I believe we can back it up with Scripture, the God of this world is not God Almighty, not Jehovah God.
那我们从圣经里知道呢，这个世界的王不是永生神，不是耶和华。
The God of this world is your enemy, Satan, the devil.
这个世界的王是你的仇敌，就是撒旦，那魔鬼。
You might remember that there was a time way back that Satan rebelled against God and God cast him out of heaven to the earth.
你可能会记得那样的一个很久以前的时刻，撒旦的背逆了神啊，神就把他贬到地上了。
And he became the God of this world and the prince and power of the air.
所以他就成了这世界的王，空中掌权的王。
The atmosphere around the world. Okay. And many, I don't know how many, but many angels chose to go with Satan at that time. And so, is it a third? Help me. A third. However many there were to start with, I don't know, but a third of the angels went with him when he rebelled.
对，所以当时呢，应该是有1/3的天使啊，跟他一同的堕落，选择跟随撒旦，也都到了地上。
Okay. Now, just think for a minute in your mind. here's the earth that God created, and now Satan and his angels are occupying this earth.
你可以想象, 啊, 神造了这么一个地球, 但是呢, 撒旦和他的帮凶天使呢, 却占了这个球。
Okay. Now God creates a man and a woman on earth and tells them to have dominion.
然后神呢, 就造了男人和女人啊, 然后把他们放在园子里呢, 把这块地赐给他们。
You could only imagine how Satan reacted to that.
你可以想一想, 撒旦对这件事情的回应会是什么?
This is my world.
他会说, 这是我的球啊, 我的地球。
And I will not allow God's man and God's woman to have dominion. I will have dominion. And so right away in Genesis, he attacks the man and the woman.
他会说, 这是我的世界, 我不能让神把这个世界赐给, 亚当和夏娃, 所以在创世纪的一开始, 他选择的就是去试探, 试引诱。
So, that's a study for another day, but I just want you to know that the world now is really ruled over by the God of this world, who is Satan.
所以我们要知道呢, 今天的, 我们要明白的点就是, 现在这个世界是, 神, 就是堕落的天使啊, 那个亚, 路西法, 他是来管制这个全地的。
So when we think about the world, let's think about a nation, a people, humanity, that basically is being ruled or governed by the enemy now.
所以人, 整个人类呢, 他是被, 神的仇敌现在在管制的, 就是撒旦, 在撒旦的统治下。
However you view the world or the society in which you live, remember something. The world now stands for anything and everything that is opposed to God.
所以无论你是怎么认为的, 但是你要记得一个事实, 你看见的这世界目前的状况, 都是以一个状态, 与神为敌的状态。
Okay. So, recently, I was on an elevator with a lady, and she said, oh, things are getting worse and worse in the world.
那有一次我在电梯里跟一个妇人见面, 就是碰到的时候, 她就说, 哎呀, 这个世界现在变得越来越来越坏。
And I thought in my mind, you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, like, it's really, I said to her, I've read the Bible, and it's not going to be good, you know.
然后我就告诉他呢, 我在圣经里看见了, 这是不可能变好的, 你还没看见更糟糕的。
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's not going to be. She said, that's the reason I don't like to think about it, she said.
所以他说, 这就是原因为什么我不想去想这些事儿。
Okay, now what? A person is born, and the Bible says they're born in sin.
所以一个人出生了, 圣经说呢,生在罪中。
And we talked about this the other day. That's the reason you need to be born again.
所以我们那天提到, 这就是为什么我们需要重生。
A spiritual birth.
啊, 一个属灵的生命。
Okay. So a person like myself, I'm born in sin, and I'm living on earth, and I don't know the devil is ruling everything. I don't know that.
所以我呢是生在这个世上, 就是我一开始我不知道这个世界是魔鬼在统治的。
Okay. All I know is that if I want to go to school, I can go to school. If I want to get a job, I can get a job. If I want to be lazy, I can be lazy. I'm kind of rowing my own boat.
所以我的认知是什么呢? 我想去学校就去学校,想去找工作就找工作,好像我想偷个懒就偷个懒,我就像一个人自己在划我的船,还挺自在的,这是我的认知。
What I don't know is that the devil is hiding in the corner watching me saying he's right on schedule. He doesn't even know that I'm in control.
我不知道的一个事实就是, 这魔鬼就躲在那黑暗的角落看着我啊，对，他这时候就到了，他不知道其实是我在背后控制他。Yeah. So
until I realize there is something wrong in the world, something wrong, I don't even care.
直到我认识到这个世界好像有一点不对啊，其实在那之前我都不在乎的。
And then one day someone comes along and says to me, "Did you know there's a God in heaven that loves you?"
直到有一天有个人来跟我说，你知不知道天上有位神很爱你
？And I kind of go, "Yeah, I think so."
我只能说也许是吧，我大概觉得是这样。
I'm really not that interested.
其实我真的没有那么感兴趣。
So that is how the devil blinds the minds of those who don't believe.
这就是恶者他怎么样把那些不信的人眼睛弄瞎的方式。
So the devil says to the world in general, you should get lots of money and have big houses and fancy cars and long vacations and everything will be okay.
所以魔鬼告诉世人的方式就是你要有一个更大的房子，更好的车，更长的假期，反正就是这样的一个价值观。
So he blinds the minds of those that believe not.
他就把那些相信没有神的人眼睛就这么弄瞎了。
Do you know why he does that?
你知道他为什么要这么做吗？
He doesn't want you to see the truth.
因为他不想让你看见真理。
The truth is that everybody's going down this broad road that leads down to hell.
真理就是所有的人其实在这条宽路上，这条宽路的终点是地狱来的。
And he doesn't want you to know that you're going to hell.
因为他不想让你知道，其实你的路往前走是去到地狱的。
He wants you to think everything is good.
他想让你知道，哎呀，你看见这些都是很好。
But if we are honest, we all know there is something missing in my life.
所以我们如果诚实的话呢，我们就都会知道，在我的生命里少一些东西。
And what is missing? Is that God has a plan for your life, but you can only know that through what Jesus did for you on the cross. Only way you can know it.
那真正丢失的部分是我们不知道神对你有一个很美好的旨意，而这旨意是借着耶稣基督在十字架上做成。
And so, the gospel message is a message that you can be rescued from the God of this world. You can be forgiven of your sins, and you can have a new life with God in control of your life, not the devil anymore.
那这个神的美好的旨意就是你可以被从恶者的权势下拯救出来，你可以有一个新的生命，你可以借着耶稣基督的救赎去到天上与神同住。
I was preaching one time in Ireland.
我有一次在爱尔兰讲道。
Yeah. And behind the building was a railroad track.
在那个这个建筑的后面呢是一个铁路。
And every few hours, a very fast train came on that track, zoom down the track.
然后差不多过几一段时间呢，有一条快速车啊，快速火车就会穿过这个铁路。
So I was trying to explain to the people that the devil is real and hell is real.
所以我想要解释给当时的人听啊，就是告诉大家，就是魔鬼是真实的，地狱也是真实的。
But some people will say to me, I don't believe in the devil and I don't believe in hell.
因为很多人会说呢，我不相信有魔鬼，我不相信地狱。
So I say to them, Who cares what you believe?
然后我就跟他们说呢，谁在乎你所信的呢？
I said, you can go stand on the railroad track and say, I don't believe in trains.
你可以站在那个铁路上说，我不相信有火车。
But if you stand there long enough, you will believe in trains.
你只要站得足够长，你一定会相信有火车。
It doesn't matter what I believe. I can say, oh, there's no devil, there's no hell, don't worry about it.
你可以说没有地狱，没有魔鬼，你可以这么说，对。
And the devil just tightened up. He just pulled the blindfold a little tighter over your eyes when you say that.
所以魔鬼就会用这个谎言啊，先把你的眼弄瞎，当你这么信的时候。
So remember, the world is a system that leaves God out.
所以世界呢是一个什么概念呢？是一个系统，就是不要神的那个系统。
Okay, we're going to take a break. And we'll come back at 11, and we'll pick up with people that are mentioned. I'm going to need about 4 months, I see that. Right? You get through this show.
Yeah. We have
enough
food to keep us going. Yeah, okay.
好，我们先休息一下， 11点再回来。 好，我们一起来做一个祷告啊。 我们在天上的父， 谢谢您赐给我们这宝贵的话语， 也赐给我们这本圣经。 我们为一会儿的饮食献上感恩， 求您祝福， 我们的长老， 也祝福我们灵里的粮食。 祷告奉主耶稣的名， 阿们。 赐给我们这饮食， 更谢谢您赐给我们灵里的粮食， 带领我们明白这话语， 也借着主弟兄， 赐给我们天上的玛纳。 求您祝福我们接下来的时间， 让我们的心安静在您的话语中， 得着属天的灵粮和安息。 祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Okay, there's been one more sheet handed out. It is a map. It looks like this. Everybody have one? That's just to, I hope you already begin to understand that geography can really help us understand the Bible.
所以我想要传递的信息呢， 就是地理呢， 可以帮助我们理解圣经。
Okay. Now, in our outline, we're going to move from the geography to the people that are mentioned.
在我们的这个单章里呢， 我们开始从地名， 过渡到人名了。
Now, I want you to remember that you can do this anywhere you read in the Bible, you can use the same principle.
所以我想告诉大家是这样的一个原则， 不单单是在这一段， 圣经的其他段落都可以用。
And so you look at the historical setting, or you look at the places, or you look at the people, and it takes a long time, but this will really help you to begin to understand the scriptures.
虽然呢， 会花很多时间， 你读人名、地名， 然后历史的背景， 但是会很好地帮助你理解经文。
Okay, under people mentioned, I have five people mentioned.
那五种的人， 五个或者五个人可以提到了。
The first one is the Lord Jesus.
第一呢， 是主耶稣。
And we find him in verse 1 of our text.
那我们刚才读的那段里的第一节。
Okay. Now, so when you read through this text, what you can do is just say, okay, who is mentioned in the text? And so you just start writing down. Jesus is mentioned, and another is mentioned, and another is mentioned. And that's learning to study your Bible.
所以当你读到一段圣经呢， 你开始写， 哎， 这里面提到谁呢？ 这是一个很好的方式， 你开始学习。
Always in every story, Jesus is the most important character in the story.
所以总是在各种故事里你会发现一个特点， 耶稣就是那核心， 就是那焦点。
Watch him, watch how he acts and reacts, and then you can pattern your life after the Lord Jesus.
所以你看他， 看他是怎么行动， 以及回应的， 你就能明白你的榜样是什么。
Every word, every expression, and every deed, you can pattern your life after the Lord Jesus.
每一句话， 你每一个表达， 每一个行动， 你都可以以耶稣为榜样。
Let me tell you another episode in the life of Jesus.
我们来告诉大家另外一个耶稣的故事。
Okay. Do you remember the time that he made a whip and he cleansed the temple?
你们记得有一次他用绳子做一个鞭呢， 来赶， 来赶圣殿的牛羊， 赶出去。
Yeah, okay. Now, there was a movie made about this.
有一个电影呢， 是按照这个情节拍的。
And in the movie, it shows Jesus with a whip, and when he goes to the temple, there were money changers, and he overthrew the table of the money changers.
然后呢， 电影是这么个情节拍， 所以耶稣呢， 手里拿了一个绳子做的鞭， 然后把 那个圣殿那些， 做生意的人的摊呢， 全部桌子全掀翻了。
And then there was those that sold the animals for sacrifice, and he let the animals go.
然后那些， 要卖牛羊啊，做献祭的，在那做生意卖牛羊，他就把那些牛羊赶走。
And then there were those who sold doves, the birds, okay? And in the movie, he opens the cage and all the doves fly away.
然后还有一些不单是牛羊可以献祭，鸽子也可以献祭嘛。然后那些卖鸽子的呢，电影里的这个拍的这个角度就是耶稣把这个鸽子笼打开，让鸽子飞走。
But that's not what the Bible says.
但这不是圣经讲的。
That's what the movie said.
这是电影讲的。
Now watch, Jesus is always the example.
所以记得，耶稣总是那榜样。
When he overturned the table of the money changers, they can pick up their money and go home.
当他把这个桌子掀翻的时候呢，所有这些人他可以把自己的钱捡起来再回家。
Okay. When he let the animals go.They could go and catch the animals.
所以他让这个牛羊走的时候呢，牛羊的主人可以去把那个牛羊再赶到自己的要去的地方。
If he let the doves fly away, they couldn't catch their doves.
如果他把那个鸽子都放走了，那鸽子主人是没办法把它找回来。
And that would be wrong.
这是不对的。
So the Bible says he told those that sold the doves.Take your doves and get out of here.
所以圣经说呢，他告诉那些卖鸽子的，把你的鸽子拿走，带走。
Always setting the example for us to follow. He would not steal or extort those doves from those.
所以他永远都是给我们看见他的榜样，所以他不会做这样的事，去把别人的鸽子就这么放跑了。
Okay. Now in our text today.Jesus is the most important person that will be mentioned.
所以在我们读的里面呢，今天读的耶稣也是那唯一的焦点。
And we will watch him as the story unfolds.
所以当故事展开的时候呢，我们就会慢慢看。
But there's another group of people that are mentioned in verse 2.
在第二节里还有一群的人提到了。
And it is the Jews.
那就是犹太人。
The Jews.
犹太人。
Does anybody know who was the first Jew?
有谁知道谁是第一个犹太人？
The first Jew.
第一个犹太人。Abraham.
You guys are so smart. How did you get to be so smart?
你们都知道，亚伯拉罕，对的。
I sat on a plane beside a Jewish man with his Jewish, what they call, hamaka or his little cap on.
我有一次在飞机上坐我边上刚好是个犹太人戴着个小圆帽子。
So I said to him, I said, I see that you are a Jew. And he said, yes.
我说哎我看出来你是个犹太人。他说是的。
Pretty obvious, right?
非常清楚我说。
I said, do you know that you are a very blessed man?
我就问他我说你知不知道你是一个非常蒙福的人呢
And he said, you are the second person that told me that.
然后他就回答说，他说你是第二个人这么跟我说的。
He said, the other one was a born-again Christian. Are you a born-again Christian?
然后他说，前一个跟我说的人是一个重生的基督徒。他说你是不是也是一个重生的基督徒？
He said, yes, by the grace of God, I am.
我说是啊，因着神的恩典，我也是。
So I asked him the question that I ask you.Who was the first Jew?
我也问了这同样的问题，我刚才问你们的，我说谁是第一个犹太人？他就开始挠头，他也不知道。
He said, "Was it Jesus?"
他说是不是耶稣呢
？And So I had 4 hours on the airplane with him.
他说我在那趟旅行里啊，飞机上我跟他待了4个小时。
And guess where we started?
你猜我们
Genesis chapter 12.
你猜我们从哪个
Abraham.
就从约翰福音啊不从那个创世纪12章亚伯拉罕开始讲起。
There is a little bit of a note, though, I want to make about these Jews in verse 2.
对，我们要讲一点第二节的犹太人。
Well, they're mentioned in verse 1 and verse 2, sorry.
一节二节都讲了。
The thing I want to mention about them is that they are not on Jesus' side. They don't like
Jesus. 我们首先看见他们的立场呢，他们并不是站在耶稣这边。
And I believe that we can deduct from the scriptures that it wasn't the whole nation at this time, but it was the Jewish leaders.
所以我们从圣经里呢，我们能读出这样的结论，不是一个整个犹太人的民族全都是这样，而是呢，犹太当中掌权的是与耶稣为敌的。
It was the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the scribes, and they by now realized Jesus is a threat to them.
而是法利赛人文士，那他们意识到，他们作为宗教的官长，意识到耶稣对他们是个威胁。
Did anyone ever ask you the question, who killed Jesus?
有没有人问你这样的问题，说谁杀了耶稣呢？
Do you know who killed Jesus?
你知道是谁杀了耶稣吗？
Anybody?
有谁知道？
Nobody killed
Jesus. 没有人杀了耶稣。
He gave his life a ransom for many.
他把他的生命给出来做我们的赎价。
He said, I have power to lay my life down, and I have power to take it again. No one takes it from me.
圣经说呢，他有权柄把生命舍了，也有权柄再取回来，没有人能够从他手里把生命夺去。
Jesus may have been nailed to the cross, but he is still sovereign God and very much in control.
所以他即便被人钉在十字架上，他还是那永生的王啊，他是完全掌权的王。
At the end of his life, John 19, I forget the verse, says that he bowed his head and he dismissed his spirit.
所以在约翰福音十九章说呢，他低下了头，就把灵魂交付给了天父。
He was in a very embarrassing physical condition when he was on the cross.
在十字架上，在物理上，他是一个非常窘迫、困窘的状态。
They had derobed him publicly.
所以他们是使他赤身在那。
So as best he could, he positioned himself, bowed his head, and dismissed his spirit. They did not kill him.
即便这样呢，是他低下头。把灵交付给了天父，并不是人把他杀了。
However, we know the truth. We can say it was the Jews who wanted him dead.
但是我们也知道真理呢，就是事实上是犹太人想要杀他。
There are many reasons they wanted him dead. One was that he made himself equal with God.
有很多的原因，那诸多原因之一呢，是他称自己与神为同等。
And the Jews said, "No, no, there's only one God, and you can't be God too."
犹太人说呢，不不不，只有一位神，那你不能成为神。
The other reason is that the Jewish leaders were running a big business called Judaism.
所以还有一个呢，就是那些犹太的官长、宗教领袖，他们有一个大生意，其实就是犹太教。
They had taken the law of Moses and twisted it and turned it for their own profit.
所以他们把摩西律法啊修改扭曲呢，最后做成一个样子是可以他们自己从中得利的。
So when Jesus the Son of God came and he represented God and he fulfills the law, it made them look bad.
所以当耶稣神的圣子来，他道成肉身把这个律法行出来了之后啊，是使这些犹太官长变得显明了。
They hated him for that.
所以犹太官长们都非常恨耶稣。
Okay. So, we've got Jesus, he's the star, then we've got Jews, they are so-called the people of God, and they are the people of God, you'd wonder why, but they are. And then we've got somebody else mentioned, in verse 3, his brothers.
所以第一我们知道耶稣，第二知道犹太人，第三呢我们现在看一下他的弟兄。
Now we begin to step on the toes of religion that says Jesus had no brothers.
所以我们现在要碰到一些的宗教他们的点啊，因为宗教有的说呢，耶稣没有立
功。There are certain beliefs that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a perpetual virgin, that she never had any other children.
因为有一种的说法呢，说玛利亚，也就是耶稣的生母呢，是之后就一直是童女，她再没有别的孩子。
But that is not what the Bible says.
但这并不是圣经所说的。
So let's turn in our Bibles to first Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1.
路加一章，我们来看一下路加一章。路加福音呢，往前翻一个福音书。
If you're taking notes,verse 26 through 38.
从二十六节到三十八节啊。
You can write that down. We're not going to read all that for time.
我们今天时间原因，我们不会把它都读一遍。你可以把它记下来。
Okay.
一章的二十六节到三十八节。
I'll try to tell you the story briefly.
我简单的跟大家讲这个故事。
There was a young lady named Mary.Who could have been, are you ready for this? 13 years old.
有一个年轻的妇人姊妹，她叫玛利亚，她那时候应该几岁呢？大家预备好，13岁。
Probably no older than 16.
那应该呢，再年纪大也不会大超过16岁。
Okay. And she lived in Nazareth.
所以她生活在拿撒勒。
And one day an angel came.
有一天呢，一个天使来了。
And he told her she was going to have a baby.
这个天使告诉玛利亚说她会有一个孩子。
And she said, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah. 她说这个好像有点麻烦。
She says, I have never had sexual relationship with any man.
她说我还没有跟任何男人有同房。
And it's impossible to have a baby.
是不可能我有孩子。
And the angel said, well, this is going to be different.
天使告诉她呢，那这是不同的。
God's Holy Spirit is going to come and you're going to conceive in your womb and you're going to have a baby.
因为神的圣灵要来，所以他要从圣灵怀孕有一个孩子。
And when you have this baby, you're going to call his name Jesus.
当你有了这个孩子呢，要管他叫耶稣。
After she got over the shock of what she had just been told, verse 37 says, for with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said in verse 38, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
因为出于神的三十七节，神的话没有一句不能带能力的。玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Okay. So first the angel comes and tells her, and she's surprised, of course, and then questioning how could it happen, and then she said, okay, if that's God's will, I'm the servant, and let's do God's will.
所以先是天使来了，她很惊慌，然后后来呢，当她安静下来，她说，好，我愿意，如果这是神的旨意呢，我愿意他成就。
Okay. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 1.
我们来看马太的一章。
Because we got the flip side of the story. We got the angel coming to Joseph now.
马太福音的一章呢，现在这个故事的另一面呢，天使也去找了约瑟，就是耶稣的养父。
In verses, if you're taking notes, 18 through 25 of Matthew chapter 1.
这段经文记一下，马太一章的十八节到二十一节。
So, an angel comes to Joseph and appeared to him in a dream.
所以有天使来到约瑟这，在梦中向他显现。
And he said to Joseph, he said, "Don't worry about how things look. God is doing something bigger than you can imagine."
所以他就告诉约瑟，不要去因着事情本身有什么惧怕，因为神要做的事比你想的要大。
Now you've got to understand something. Mary is with child before they got married.
我们要记得一件事实，就是玛利亚有孩子是在她结婚以前。
Now Joseph wants to just take her away quietly so that it won't be a public embarrassment.
所以约瑟要悄悄地把她再娶进来，使得免得她有一个公众的这个羞辱。
Did you ever wonder how Joseph must have felt? He knew it wasn't his child.
你知道这个约瑟会有多什么样的想法吗？因为他知道这个孩子不是。
So the angel comes and explains it. It's okay, Joseph. This child is God's child, conceived by the Holy Spirit. It's okay.
所以天使要告诉约瑟，这个孩子是从圣灵生的哈。要告诉约瑟要可以接过来。
And the angel encourages him to go and take Mary to be his wife.
所以天使要鼓励约瑟啊，去把玛利亚娶进来。
And instructs him, the child's name is going to be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
他也要告诉约瑟，这个孩子要叫要叫耶稣，因为他要使他的。要把他的民众救出来。
Okay, verse 24. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife.
约瑟醒了，二十四节起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把他妻子娶过来。
Now the next part is very important. You've got to get this.
所以下一部分非常重要。
Look at verse 25.
二十五节。
And did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son.
只是没有和她同房，等她生了儿子。
Okay.
头胎的儿子。
Now, here's the way this went. Joseph took Mary as his wife, but they had no sexual relationship.Until, that's what it says, he did not know her, that is, intimately, physically. He did not know her till Jesus was born. Okay?
所以二十五节很清楚地看见呢，直到耶稣生了之前，他们是没有同房的。
Now, after Jesus was born, they had a husband and wife relationship like every other husband and wife.
所以在耶稣生了之后呢，他们就有妻子和丈夫的关系，就像一切地上的夫妻一样。
We know that by that little word, he did not know her till.
所以这个小的词啊，就是他没有同与他同房，只等他等到。
And then we fill in the blank until Jesus was born. Then they had that relationship.
所以我们就知道呢，在这之后他们就有。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太的十三章。
Don't forget our question.
不要记得我们，不要忘了我们的问题啊。
Who are the brothers?
谁是他的弟弟啊？耶稣是有弟弟。
Okay. Now we speed forward quite a long.Let me see if I can find it. 55, yes. And Matthew 13, 54 through 58, maybe, something like that.
马太福音的十三章五十三节到最后。
So Jesus is an adult now. This is many years later. He's, am I guessing, is he 30? A little 30-something. He's an adult now, okay. And he's going back to Nazareth, okay. And in verse 54, when he had come to his own country, he taught them in the synagogue so that they were established. And they said, where did this man get wisdom and these mighty works?
所以耶稣呢，那个时候回到自己的家乡啊，在会堂里教训人，然后这些人都很稀奇，说这人哪里有这等智慧和异能呢？
Now watch how they comment in verse 55. Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers, James, Joseph, Simeon, and Judas. Now, don't get Judas mixed up. This is not Judas Iscariot. Judas or Judah is the same word.
那五十五节，这不是马木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不叫玛利亚吗？他弟兄不叫雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗？这个犹大不是加略人卖主的犹大。是耶稣的弟弟犹大。
So there are four brothers mentioned.
这里至少有四个弟弟。
Look in verse 56. And his sisters, are they not all with us?
他妹妹们不都在我们这里吗？
We don't know how many sisters, at least two, right? Plural.
因为我们不知道多少个，至少有两个吧，因为他是妹妹们嘛，也复数啊。
Okay. So we've got four brothers. And their names were James and Joseph, Simon and Judah or Judas. Okay, and sisters. Okay, now the people react and they say, "We know this man. We know his family. We know he's." The son of Joseph, a carpenter. We know his brothers. We know his sisters. How did he learn to read from the scrolls like this? How did he learn these words?
所以这些人的回应是说，哎呀，我们认识耶稣啊，耶稣这个他的四个弟弟，他的妹妹们都跟我们在一起啊，他是个木匠的儿子，他是从哪里学到关于圣经的那这些知识的呢？所以这是当时他们对耶稣讲到的回应。
Now, there's lots of places you can go here. I'm just trying to answer the question, who are the brothers?
所以呢，我们有很多的角度，但我们今天就是一个角度，就是谁是耶稣的弟弟。
Let's go back to John chapter 7.
我们回到约翰福音的七章。
Okay. Now, before we leave these brothers, there is something that we know about these brothers. In verse 5 of John 7, for even his brothers did not believe in him.
所以第五节呢，说连他的弟兄说这话也是因为不信他。七章五节，约翰福音。
Now think for a minute. You are in Joseph and Mary's family. You're one of their siblings. Your older brother is called Jesus.
你这么想，先想，假设你是约瑟和玛利亚家当中的一个
孩子。Jesus is your older brother.
你的大哥叫耶稣。
Okay. So one day, James or Joseph or one of Simon says to Mary, Jesus did it. Did something wrong. Jesus did it.
那有一天呢，可能他的某个弟弟约西啊或者雅各跟他妈妈说，你看耶稣做的这事儿，
yeah.
他们说耶稣做了不好的事儿。
And Mary says, nope.
玛利亚会说不。
Jesus never does anything wrong.
玛利亚说耶稣从来不会做不好的事。
What? He's a perfect child.
因为他是一个完美的孩子。
Well, then James says, well, Jesus made me do it. She said, no, no, he won't do that. He won't do that.
雅各会说，那是耶稣叫我去做的。那玛利亚也不会相信，她不可能，耶稣不可能。
So, my wife was teaching or reading to our first granddaughter. She's 5 years old.
我太太呢在教我们的一个孙女哈，五岁的一个孙女来读。
She's 18 now, so this is a long time ago.
当时五岁啊，现在她已经十八岁了，所以很长时间以前的事。
And so, Grandma's reading this book to little Mackenzie and said, "Jesus is a perfect baby."
然后呢，她妈奶奶呢就读到了说，耶稣是个完美的婴孩，读到这一段。
And little five-year-old Mackenzie said.I bet he cried when he wet his diaper.
然后这个五岁的小女孩说，那不一定啊，那她那个尿不湿的时候，她也一定会哭的。
I bet he cried when he was hungry.
我觉得她饿的时候，她也会哭的。
This is 5 years old girl saying this. Okay.
这是五岁的小孩说的啊。
And so grandma is trying to recover, for, you know, trying to figure this out.And before she can answer, little five-year-old Mackenzie theologian says, Grandma, those were communication cries. It wasn't wrong. You get that?
Communication.
Yeah. In other words, these cries was a way of, he couldn't speak yet.
所以他奶奶呢努力想要找这个词来教他，然后这个五岁的这个小女孩是个神学家，她说她自己解释，她说奶奶其实没事，这个是一个交流的哭声，她没有在抱怨啊。
Okay. So before Jesus could talk, the only way he could communicate his needs was like every other baby in a sense, and they cry, and so those were communication cries, not sin.
对，这不是罪啊，就是他因为他不会说话，所以他能把自己需要讲出来的唯一方式就是哭。
So, you can only imagine Jesus being in that home as the perfect baby, the perfect teenager, and then eventually working with Joseph in his carpenter shop.
所以你可以想象耶稣在他孩子的时代，他是一个完美的少年人，完美的青年，然后跟他的父亲约瑟一起做木工。
Okay. Now, Before we leave the brothers, I have better news. I have good news about the brothers.
然后在我们离开这些弟弟们的这个部分的时候，我对他们有一个好消息告诉你们。
Even though they did not believe when Jesus was there at this time, they did believe after his resurrection.
所以即便在这个时候，他们没有相信耶稣啊，但是在耶稣复活之后，他们全信了。
And you will read that in the book of Acts when the 120 were in the upper room. It mentions that his brothers are there with them.
在使徒行传啊，当那120个人在楼上聚会的时候呢，神这个圣经提到他的弟弟们也都在那。
Okay. Let's move along to the next.
下面一个呢？
Disciples.
就是门徒。
Disciples. They are mentioned in verse 3.
他们这里是在第三节提到的。
The brothers said, why don't you leave here, go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you're doing.
他说你为什么要你要离开上犹大地区啊，要你的门徒看见你所行的。
Okay. Now, remember, we're looking for people, right? We're looking for names or people, and so disciples, they're people.
所以注意，我们是在讲人名啊，所以门徒也是人。
Let's think for a minute, who a disciple is.
我们想一想呢，谁是门徒
？A disciple is someone who desires to be like their teacher.Or the person that they highly esteem, they want to be like them.
就是门徒是那一群人呢，他们特别想要成为他老师的样子，他们所尊敬的那个人的样子，就叫做那个人的门徒。
My mother had 10 brothers and sisters. Actually, she had 8 brothers and 2 sisters.
我妈妈呢是有八个兄弟，然后两个姐妹。
Oh yeah, but. There were more in the family, but two died when they were young. So 8 living brothers, 2 living sisters.
有两个呢是在年轻的时候就过世了，所以活下来的是六个兄弟，两个姐妹。
And as a little boy, I grew up with my aunts and my uncles.
所以我是小孩子的时候呢，我是跟我的叔叔婶婶啊，叔叔和姑姑长大的。
And I had a favorite uncle.
我有一个特别喜欢的叔叔。
And I wanted to be like my uncle.
我特别想成为他的样子。
And so I would watch him very carefully.
我就一直仔细地观察他。
I would try to walk like he walked. I would try to talk like he talked. I wanted to be like my uncle.
然后我就学他说话走路的样子，我就想像他那样。
And I could honestly say, even though he probably didn't know it, I was his disciple.
虽然他可能没有意识到，其实我就想说呢，我想成为他的门徒。
So a disciple is someone who follows another person and patterns their life after the person that they follow.
所以门徒呢，就是跟随那个人，然后把自己的生命的模式呢，来跟随的和做成和跟随那个人一样。
I will suggest that even in this room, there are some who are not disciples, and there are others who are disciples.
所以呢，我要说呢，即便是在今天这个屋子里呢，可能有一些人是门徒，有一些不是。
It is one thing to say that you believe in Jesus.
所以说你相信耶稣是一回事。
It is another thing for you to desire to be like Jesus.
然后你特别盼望想成为耶稣那样的人呢，又是另外一回事了。
If someone said to you, I wish I knew my Bible like you knew your Bible, that would be a great compliment.
如果有人说呢，哎呀，我希望我读圣经啊，像你读的那么好啊，那这是一个很好的赞美的话。
That would obviously mean that you have read and studied your Bible and its other person wanted to be like that.
那就意味着你可能很认真的在学习圣经，别人也想像这样，像你一样。
If someone said to you, I wish I could share Jesus with other people the way you can share Jesus with other people.
如果有人说呢，我希望我能够像你这样来把耶稣分享给别人。
That would be a great compliment.
这也是一个很好的，也很大的赞美。
That would mean that you have a burden and you have a desire and you have a gift to witness to others about Jesus.
意味着你有愿望，你也有负担，你也有恩赐去把耶稣分给别人。
But the greatest compliment that you could ever get is that you remind me of Jesus.
但是最大的赞美，你曾经会有的最大的赞美就是当别人看见你说，哎，你让我想起了耶稣。
Actually, that is your calling.
实际上，这是你被呼召真正的目的。
That is God's plan for you.
这是神对你的计划，真正的计划。
Not to just say I am a Christian.
不是说呢，我就是个基督徒。
But God is working in your life, making you, conforming you.To the image of His Son, Jesus.
因为神召你是要把你变成像他的圣子耶稣基督那样。
And sometimes God has to do that in a very difficult way.
有的时候神会用一个还挺困难的方式来做这件事情。
You might have what we would call some rough edges in your life.
有的时候你可能会是像 rough edge 就是粗的边，就是你比较可能抵挡神的。
And so God says, now it is time for the hammer and the chisel.
现在呢，我们是凿子和锤子的时间啊。
And it says, there's a rough edge, and he begins to shape and to form you in your life like Jesus.
然后呢，你有一些很粗糙的编的，他要把你修平了，修得完美，所以这就是他要在你生命中做。
After the rough edges, jagged edges are in your life are all knocked off, then another process begins.
所以当这些粗糙的编都做好了以后呢，还有一个过程又开始了。
He begins to polish your life.
然后他就开始打磨你的生命。
To make your life shine now.
然后让你的生命能够发光，就像耶稣那样。
I have a little tool at home in my workshop called a lathe. You know what a lathe is?It spins like woodworking lathe.
就是他的家有那个锯木头的那种工具哈，有两个。
Okay. And one of my hobbies over the years is that I like to take a piece of wood and I put it on the lathe and I shape it and I form it.
他的一个个人的业余爱好呢，就是闲下来时间他会。拿一块木头啊，就在那个机器上，他想做成他要想要的形状，就做木工了，这是他喜欢的。
Let me see if I got something.
That's good.
This is the end result of.Taking two pieces of wood, okay, drilling a hole through both pieces of wood, and putting that on the lathe. At first, it doesn't look like anything. It is square, it is off, but the lathe cuts it down and cuts it down and cuts it down. And once I get it to this point, I use not a chisel, but sandpaper.And then finer and finer and finer until you begin to make it very smooth. Very smooth.
这支笔是他自己做的，他是怎么做呢？他首先要拿两块木头，然后当中呢打穿了。但那个时候呢，木头是非常粗糙的，而且很大，所以他要在那个锯小的这锯上的电锯上呢，就来来回回来来回回啊，要把它锯成这个形状。完了以后呢还不行，因为它摸上去是。是还是很粗糙，他要拿砂纸不停地打，最后打到就是很光滑。他刚才让我摸了一下，就是一支笔的形状就出来了。
I can almost make that faster than he can say it.
他说他做的时间比我刚才说的都快啊。
Not really, it takes a long time. Anyhow, let me ask you the question.
我问你个问题。
In your life, is God still working, knocking the rough places off, or has he begun to sand your life, polish your life?
所以呢，我问大家，是不是神已经开始在你生命中做砂纸打磨的工作了呢？
One day, the scriptures say that when Jesus comes in the air for us, that he is going to present us to himself.
Amen.
And we are the gift for him. And so he is polishing and shaping and forming us to be the gift to him when he comes.
因为圣经说呢，有一天耶稣会再回来，在那个时候我们要在空中与他相见啊。我们相见的身份就是他工作的成品，那个礼物啊。所以他今天在打磨我们呢，让我们成为那最美好的礼物。到时候呢，我们真的可以把自己献给他。
Right. So, I guess the question is, are you a disciple?
所以的问题就是，你真的是门徒吗？
It's not just saying I believe in Jesus.
我不是说我相信耶稣这么简单的一句话。
Your life is being changed day by day by day, and you want it to be like.
因为你的生命一天一天一天的在被他改变，而且你盼望。被他改变成为那可以献上的礼物。
Okay. Let's go to verse number 4.
我们来看第四节。
And we got one other person mentioned in the text. And it simply says, for no one. That's our person right there. No one. Verse 4.
第四节说没有人啊，就是没有人。
Now we don't know who the no one is. He doesn't have a name.
They
could be male or female. But he does have a motive, this person. And notice what it says. No one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world.
如果你要行这些事，就当自己显明给世人看。
Okay, so what we can learn from this is that the world has a plan and God has a plan.
从这一节我们知道呢，世界有自己的计划，神有神的计划。
Now remember, who is talking right now? It's the brothers.
记得这个对话是对象是谁啊？是弟弟。
And the brothers are not saved. They don't believe yet.
这些弟弟们现在还没有得救，还不相信耶稣。
And so they're saying to Jesus, you do want to be famous, don't you? Well, how are you going to be? Look at this for a minute. We're right up here in northern Israel. I call it the backwoods of Galilee. He's up here. And they said, if you want to be famous, you got to get down here.
所以这就是弟弟们给他的建议。你要出名呢，你不要待在这个加利利的乡下，你要去耶路撒冷。
This is where the population is. This is where you can get a lot of followers.
那是
not going to get anything up here.
那是成名的地方，那是人数聚集的地方。
Do you know that the world is good at advertising?
你觉得世界是真的善于做广告？
Yeah, this is very good.
是啊，当然。
That's a reason when you turn on your internet and you go to do something, all this stuff all over the place says, buy me, try me, free trial, all this stuff comes up.
所以当你打开互联网，你就看见左边、右边、上面、下面跳的全是广告啊，就是点我、买我。
Yeah. So the world, we already talked about it, the world has a philosophy and God has a plan.
所以我们都知道世界有他自己的哲学，神有他的计划。
Yeah. So the brothers are saying to Jesus, if you really want to be famous, you got to get down to Jerusalem where you can reach the multitudes.
所以弟弟们给他的建议就是，那你要变出名呢，你总是要去人多的地方来出名。
What is sad is that sometimes a follower of Jesus Christ begins to live their life by the philosophy of the world.
所以很让人忧伤的是呢，有的时候耶稣的跟随者会建议耶稣，或者说去要他过一个世界接受的生活。
Let me give you, think about it this way. Where do you take, what are you following? Are you following the world's ways, which might be Hollywood or Wall Street or some, or are you following God's ways?
所以你要做两个选择，你是要跟随世界的方式吗？世界的方式就好莱坞、华尔街的方式，你还是要跟随神的方式？
Okay. So in this last person that is mentioned, this no one, this person does have a goal, and the goal is to do it God's way, do it the world's way, whatever the world suggests, and they are asking Jesus, why don't you just do it the world's way?
所以这个不知道名字的人呢，就是他们拿出来做榜样的，那这种人都是要去用世界的方法来成名的。 所以弟弟们就把这样的推荐给了耶稣，说你们你也应该这样。Excuse
me, one second. I think it's Mr. Trump trying to. That's an inside joke. Don't repeat that. Okay. So, so anyhow, let's leave that for a moment. We're going to have trouble here. So let's go to interesting phrases.
我们来看下一段哈，就是有意思的这个经文。
Okay, the first one is found in verse 3 and 4.
第一个呢是在第三和第四节。
So depart and go to Judea that your disciples may also see the works that you're doing.
那就是你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒。
Now think with me for a minute. What?In the first two verses, what do we learn? We learn that Jesus is not going down to Judea. Why? Because they're going to kill him.
对，所以前两天我们知道耶稣不去犹大利是因为什么？他们要杀他。
We'll learn later, it's not his time. He's not his time to go. Now the brothers are saying, why don't you go anyhow?
然后他的弟弟们却建议呢，你现在为什么就去呢？不管怎么样就去。
Why don't you, now, are we out of time, or are we going to take
okay,
a few?
Yeah,
you've got just a few minutes?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Think about it this way. Are the brothers jealous at this point? Are they saying, we don't care if you get killed, why don't you go down there and try to be famous?
他们弟弟们的心是什么？是他们嫉妒吗？说，哎，不管你要不要被杀你都去吧，反正你能出名。
I mean, they've already, I mean, the text has already told us, Jesus said, I'm not going down there because they seek my life. The brother said, why don't you go anyhow?
因为是前面两节已经讲很清楚，耶稣是说不能去，因为他们想要杀他。那弟弟们却说，那你还是去吧。
It's almost like you want to be famous, don't you? Why don't you risk it? Why don't you go?
因为你既然这么想出名，那你为什么就冒一下这个险嘛
？Remember, that's the world's way.
记得，这就是世界的方式。
It's not necessarily God's way.
但这并不是神的方式。
Okay. In verse 5, his brothers, the phrase there is, for they didn't believe in him. We've already covered that. Let's go to verse 6. My time is not yet come.
我们来看第三点啊，就是我的时候还没有到，第六节。
Now here's the thought here. The brothers said, why don't you do this, why don't you do that? And he said, no, my time has not yet come.
弟弟们说，你要做这个做那个，但他说我时候还没有到。
Whose timetable is Jesus on?
耶稣在谁的时间表上？
God.
神的时间表。
Exactly. So, when you are listening to the Word of God, when you are praying to your Father, when you are obeying the Word of God, and you're walking with the Lord, guess whose timetable you're on? You're on God's timetable.
如果你在听神的祷告，你在读神的话，你在与耶稣同行，你猜你在谁的时间表上？你就在神的时间表上。
Now, if we read the whole chapter, we know that Jesus will go to Jerusalem and he will go to the feast.
所以我们知道呢，从这七章的后面，我们知道耶稣的确会去耶路撒冷，也会去过节。
But not now.
但不是那一个时间点。
God's timing is Jesus' timing, and he won't move away from God's plan.
耶稣的神的时间就是耶稣的时间，耶稣不想离开神的时间安排。
Let's look at verse 6 again, second part of that verse. Jesus said, my time has not yet come, but your time is always ready.
所以第六节的后半段说呢，我的时间没有到，你们的时间总是方便。
Now what does he mean by that?
他什么意思啊？
You can go anywhere you want to go, do anything you want to do. You're on your own time.
因为你在你自己的时间表里，所以你随便想去哪就去哪，随便想做什么就做什么。
You are not including God in your plans. You don't believe in me. You have no restrictions. Just do whatever you want to do.
所以你没有相信我，你没有把神放在你的时间表里，所以就没有约束了，就可以随便做了。
And then look at the next phrase in verse 7.
第七节。
The world cannot hate you.
就世界不能恨你们。
Now that's an interesting phrase.
这是个很有意思的词。
The world cannot hate you.
世人不能恨你们。
You know why? Because we read in John's Gospel again. Where is it? Verse 17 or somewhere like that, or chapter 17. The world loves its own.
所以约翰福音应该是17章说世人爱属自己的。
In other words, if you're part of the world system, and the devil is the god of your world, the world loves you. It likes you. You're part of it.
换句话说，你是世界的一部分的时候呢，那个魔鬼是世界的王的时候，你彼此你们就会感觉很，就是彼此就能接纳了，就是。
But then he says, in verse 7 again, but the world hates me.
第七节后半段说，确实恨我，世人是恨我。
The world hates me. So Jesus said, the world loves you, and the world hates me.
耶稣说呢，世人爱你们，但世人恨我。The
world loved his brothers because they weren't believers.
所以世人爱耶稣的弟弟们，因为他们,
they weren't believers.
他们不相信耶稣。
They just fit in to the system.
所以他们是自己也是在世界的系统里。
But Jesus said, the world, the system, hates me because I expose it for what it is.
所以耶稣说，他世人恨他，是因为他使世人曝光了。
Okay. Let's leave that. We're going to quickly finish this up. Under observations, even being raised in the same house with Jesus didn't mean they believed.
然后在观察的点上的第一，就即便是在同一个房子里被养大的，他们也是不信耶稣。
What a sad commentary is that?
这是非常令人悲,
but it's true.
悲伤的事，但这是事实。
Imagine you were one of Jesus' brothers or sisters, and you were raised up with him.
你想一想，你是一个耶稣的兄弟姐妹啊，你和他一起长大。
Yeah. But probably in this room, some of you may have been raised in a Christian home.
那在这个房间里呢，有的人可能是在一个基督徒家庭被养大的。
But that doesn't mean that you're a Christian.
但这个不等于你就自然是基督徒了。
Every person must become a Christian individually, personally.
每一个人必须个人的来到基督面前接受他才是基督徒。
In the United States, if you look at their money, it says, "In God We Trust."
美元上面,
right on the money.
美元上面都有一句话啊，就是我们所以我们所信的。
But that doesn't mean everybody in the United States is a disciple or follower of Jesus.
但这个不等于每一个在美国用美元的人都是耶稣的神的门徒，不是的。
Let me see if I can give you this point. Listen, God has no grandchildren.
我要告诉大家一个事实，神没有孙子。
God has no grandchildren.
神没有孙子，千万记得。
Okay. Only children.
他只有儿女，你要直接到那里去的。
Every child has to come to Jesus for salvation.
因为每一个孩子都要自己来到耶稣面前得救恩。
If you're a Christian and you have children, it doesn't mean that they are Christian.
如果你是基督徒，你有孩子，不等于他自然成为基督徒。
Those children have to come to the same Jesus, to the same cross, and believe in Jesus for them to become Christian.
所以这些孩子要必须来到同样的耶稣面前，同样的十字架面前，来得同样的救恩。
Number two,
第二点,
sometimes your bitterest opposition is from those closest to you.
有的时候你最痛苦的点啊，是从你最亲的人那里来的。
Let me give you an example.
我给你个例子啊。
You may become a Christian, a follower, a disciple of Jesus, and you go home to tell the good news to your family, and they say, we want nothing to do with that.
然后你成为基督徒，你回家，你把你最想要给他们的耶稣基督给他们，然后他们说什么？他们说我不要。
Sometimes your own family gives you the hard problem.
有的时候你的家，你自己最亲的人呢，给你很大的难处。
Sometimes you are closer to your brothers and sisters in Christ than you are to your brothers and sisters in the flesh at home.
有的时候呢，你可能会跟你灵里的，就是主里的弟兄姊妹啊，更近，近过什么？近过你肉体的兄弟姐妹。
One other observation: the brothers went to the feast. However, they were not true followers of Jesus.
第三点呢，那这些弟兄弟弟们也去过节，但是呢，他们并不是耶稣真实的跟随者。
Okay. Now, what's our thought for that? You can be religious. You can go to religious ceremonies without being a disciple or a follower of Jesus Christ.
这个的意思是什么？你可能会很宗教，你可能会是一个宗教的追随者，但是却不是耶稣基督真的门徒。
On the weekend, primarily on Sunday, thousands of people will go to church of some kind. Thousands of people.
比如说在这块地方，一到周末，尤其是星期天，有很多很多的人会去教会。
And many different religions and denominations.
各种各样的宗教和宗派。
But they're not necessarily all Christians.
但他们并不见得就都是基督徒。
So just going through religious ceremony does not make you a Christian.
所以去一些宗教的仪式并不等于你就是基督徒了。
Okay, let's look at the questions and then we'll be through. Question number one, do you believe or are you just religious?
所以我们可以问一些问题。第一呢，就是我相信或者我只是宗教。
Remember, if you believe, your life changes. You don't have to make a change, but if you really believe, your life will change.
所以你真的相信了，你的生命就一定会改变。不是你使它改变，是你相信那一刻它就开始改变了。
And number two, do I run my life God's way or the world's way?
第二点呢，就是我是用神的方式或者世界的方式来带领我的生命呢？
Let me put it like this. Are you taking orders from headquarters or from Hollywood or Wall Street?
你是在神的总部得命令呢，还是从好莱坞或者华尔街得命令？
Number three, do I fit in the world or am I a misfit?
所以我是和世界相合呢，或者不是。
Most of us would like to have life better than Jesus had it.
很多时候我们想要比耶稣更好的一个。
You say, I would like to be loved by everybody at work and school and everything, and I would like to be a good Christian as well.
因为我们很多人常是这么想的，我既要在世界上被我的身边的人全都喜欢，同时我要成为一个特别好的基督徒，我两个都要。
Let me suggest that if you follow Jesus as a disciple, you're not going to fit in the world system. It won't work.
那我要告诉你呢，你真的愿意跟随耶稣，成为他的门徒呢，你不会被世界接受的。
You will have different ambitions.
因为你会有不同的。
You will have different language. You will have different motives. Your life is different just because Jesus is living in your heart.
你会有不同的追求，你会有不同的语言，你会有不同的动力，你的生命完全就不同了。
The last question, do you want to believe and follow Jesus?
最后一个点呢，就是我是想要相信并跟随耶稣吗？
Okay. So this is just a little exercise, and what I shared with you is the way I looked at this scripture in order to develop a sermon to give to you.
所以我只是用这一个方法看我是怎么读经，然后呢，然后得出一个讲道的内容来跟大家分享。
There are many ways to study the scripture. We've just looked at a small sample here this morning.
有很多的方式来读经，我们只是用了一个很小的例子来做一个解释。
So, Lord willing, when we come back in January, we'll look forward to doing some other things like this.
对，主若许可呢，当我们一月份再回来的时候，我们可以学习更多的内容。 translator. Okay. 好，我们一起来祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven, how we thank thee again that thy name is majestic in all the earth.
主啊，我们要如此的感恩，因为您的名在地是完美的。
Our Father, even the stars sing to your glory.
啊，因为你即便星星都是向您的荣耀唱赞美。
We thank thee, our Father, that thou has become our Father when we did not know thee before.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为在我们还不认识您的时候，您就成为我们的父。
But we thank thee most of all for our wonderful Savior who brought us nigh to thy heart.
我们要尤其为那伟大的救主把我们带到您心里的那救主献上感恩。
And we learn more and more about you, Lord, as the days go by.
随着时间的推移，主啊，我们越来越了解你。
And Lord, how much joy you bring to our hearts to know that we have such a loving Father in heaven.
主啊，我们要如此的感恩，因为有这么样一个有爱的父在天上，带给我们多大的喜乐呢？
And a great and a wonderful Savior who loved us even to the death of the cross.
一个完美的、伟大的救主，爱我们到一个程度，甚至为我们死在十字架上。
He conquered death and the grave for us. He rose again the third day, according to Scripture.
按照圣经所说，他胜过了死亡和罪的权势，三天后复活了。
So our Father has given us such a hope that when we're born again, we are a new creation in Christ. We are no longer the same.
是吧？他给了我们如此大的盼望，因为当我们重生了以后，我们就再也不是奴仆，我们是一个新造的人。
We are not part of this world. We belong to Jesus.
我们不在这世界的一部分，我们属于基督。
So our Father, we just pray that thou would fulfill thy purposes in each and every one that believes.
主啊，我们盼望您的旨意在我们每一个信的人身上成全。
And our Father, our hearts to go out for those that haven't put their faith and trust in the finished work of Christ.
主啊，我们的心就还在那一切还没有把自己的信心交给您、接受基督的人身上。
Lord, pursue them until they bow their knees to Christ and receive Him as their personal Savior.
主啊，求您带领他们，让他们愿意把自己的主权、信心，交在耶稣基督手里。
We thank you again for our brother Joe, Lord, and sister Anne. They're coming to visit us and joining in the work of the gospel here at 16th Avenue.
主啊，我们要谢谢您带领 Joe 弟兄、Anne 姊妹来到我们中间，来把您的话语传讲给我们。
So part us now with your blessings, Lord.And watch over each and every one that's here.
求您祝福我们在座的每一位。
We ask this in the precious and worthy name of our Savior.
这样祷告，奉主宝贵的名。Amen.
Amen.